From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Investigators have now concluded that the massive station fire north of Los Angeles was caused by arson. That fire, along with destroying dozens of homes and burning more than 220 square miles, also claimed the lives of two firefighters. More from NPR's Anna Jaffe.
The investigation at the point of origin of the station fire was a joint effort of the U.S. Forest Service, the L.A. County Fire Department, and the county sheriff. Steve Whitmore, the spokesman for the sheriff's department, declined to say what evidence led to the conclusion that the fire was arson because of the ongoing investigation.
But we can say today that the station fire was an act of arson, and that because of that, our homicide bureau has initiated a homicide investigation due to the tragic deaths of the two Los Angeles County firefighters.
The two firefighters died Sunday when their truck went off a steep mountain road. A memorial service is scheduled for September 12th at Dodger Stadium. So far, the station fire has burned an area the size of the city of Chicago. Full containment is not expected before the middle of the month. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates, speaking at the Pentagon today, says he has sent a new report by General Stanley McChrystal, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, to President Obama for his review. Gates says details of General McChrystal's report are likely to spark further debate and discussion about U.S. policy in the region.
I expect if there is a recommendation from General McChrystal, there will be the same kind of dialogue that we have had repeatedly with respect to Iraq in the chain of command and then as it moves to the interagency.
Gates said he realizes there is growing impatience with the war in Afghanistan, but he took exception to the idea the war is slipping through the administration's fingers. Gates told reporters he disagrees with those who have said it's time for the U.S. to withdraw from the country. Iran's parliament today confirmed as defense minister a man who was wanted by Interpol for his role in the deadly bombing of a Jewish cultural center in Argentina in 1994. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Ahmed Vahidi, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's choice for defense minister, gained overwhelming support from Iran's parliament. Vahidi is suspected of planning the bombing of the Jewish cultural center in Buenos Aires that left 85 people dead. At the time, Vahidi was commander of a special unit of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Altogether, the Iranian parliament approved 18 of Ahmadinejad's 21 cabinet choices. They include Iran's first female government minister, Marzieh Vahid Dastjerdi, who will be Iran's health minister. The parliament rejected women for two other government cabinet posts. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
Number of people receiving first-time jobless benefits fell slightly last week. The Labor Department says there were 4,000 fewer initial claims for unemployment. However, the overall number of people currently receiving jobless benefits rose by 92,000 to more than 6.2 million. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 63 points. The S&P 500 rose 8 points. This is NPR. According to the official Korean Central News Agency, North Korea, in a letter to the United Nations Security Council, has said it is in the final stages of enriching uranium, a process that could give the nation a second way to make a nuclear bomb. North has already tested two nuclear devices, including one in May that triggered international sanctions. The U.S. has long expected that North Korea has a secret program to enrich uranium to produce weapons, though experts say the country has not developed anything near a full-scale enrichment program. Vice President Biden offered an upbeat assessment today of the chance Congress will pass substantial changes in the nation's health care system. NPR Scott Horsley has more.
The vice president took time out from a speech on the government's stimulus program to answer a question about health care. He tried not to step on the president's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress on the subject, but Biden said he thinks there is a good chance lawmakers will approve some kind of overhaul because, he said, the current system isn't working for businesses, hospitals, or doctors.
And notwithstanding all the scare tactics, the vast majority of the American people still know that the system that exists is not serving them very well. And so there is a real sense of need.
Biden warned there's likely to be more of what he called screaming and hollering before lawmakers act, but he said the president's speech will offer a clear picture of the changes he thinks are needed. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Rescue workers in Indonesia say they are continuing to recover bodies from beneath rubble following yesterday's strong magnitude 7 earthquake. Officials say the quake has now claimed the lives of at least 57 people. The quake was centered just off the coast of Java, a densely populated island. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.